ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
We welcome you to the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Class Kids 101.7. Mountain Home getting their first conference win of the season as they defeat Green County Tech tonight in this girls' game by a score of 51-40. Let's get our Dewey and Sons player of the game, and I'll give it to Kate Gilbert. She ended up as Mountain Home's leading scorer with 17 points on the night. She was one of two players in double figures for the Lady Bombers. The other one was Emily Payne with 12 points off the bench. Also this evening, 8 points for Anna Grace Foreman. All those coming in the first quarter. 7 points each for Emma Martin and Addison Yates as well. Green County Tech had no one in double figures. Their leading scorer was Carly DeHart with 8 points off the bench. Five of those coming from the charity stripe. She was 5 of 7 from the free throw line in the final quarter. 7 points on the night for Brooke Barnes. Before she had that that bad injury, boy, she really looked like she was in a lot of pain. They're very near the end of the game, so hopefully she's okay. 6 points each for Kylie Stokes, Emma Bates, and Hannah Foster, and 2 points on the night for Brooke Justice. This game had no ties, no lead changes. Mountain Home had the lead once they took it. They kept it this evening. Tech was trying to mount a little bit of a comeback there, cutting it as close as 10 points but in the final quarter, but they would get no closer after that. Mountain Home ended up with 14 turnovers on the night. Green County Tech had 11 this evening. So with the victory, the Lady Bombers are going to improve to 12-3 on the season. They are currently 1-1 in the 5A East. The Lady Eagles are going to fall to 3-11 overall and 0-2 in conference play. So again, Mountain Home girls get the 11-point victory, and that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and the first portion of our doubleheader. We're going to come back to you, I believe, in about, I'll say about 5 minutes from now, as we get ready to bring you the second portion of our doubleheader. That'll be coming up in just a few minutes. Again, our final score tonight, Mountain Home girls defeating Green County Tech 51-40. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.